All right, peeps, this has been DJ Mean and DJ Green's Mean Green Harmonizing Machine. Coming up next is David's wonderful music collection. Are you ready, sir?
Yep.
All right, let's hear it.
In the club down in Gastown, I was putting out some rock and roll. Would you believe my soul was tired and I was feeling very old? Just then a lovely lady came and dimmed the flower on me. And in her face I saw her amazing grace and living purity. You took the devil from my soul, you made me feel so whole. Well, it's so nice to know you're free, Natalie. And so I played more music to the folks again out there. I felt so refreshed, they must have felt it to the bottom of their head. There were feelings inside of me like I'd never felt before. The light of life, such inspiration that opens up the door. Well, Natalie, you took the devil from my soul, you made me feel so whole. Well, it's so nice to know you're free. Let your love fall on me, lady. I think that you are something all deserving heart should see.
Natalie.
And if your moods are changing and your feelings ain't quite right, I hope Natalie comes along and gives you day and takes your night. Cause she has a sweetness flowing from her soul. feelings start to show. Well, Natalie, you took the devil from my soul. You made me feel so whole. Well, it's so nice to know you're free. Natalie, Natalie, Natalie.
Well, hey, that's a smooth track there by a guy called CB Victoria, from his album Dawning Day. On the amazing Janus Records, which you probably don't remember so much for its records, but for its films. I think they're related, at least. Anyways, you're listening to a complete abridged record collection. I think we're on episode 25, I want to say. Maybe 24. This is the radio show / internet broadcast / internet podcast where I, your host, David Barkley, play one song from every record in my record collection and consequently relive my life in its entirety. And for instance, this record we just heard by the smooth sounds of CB Victoria there is a record that I purchased at the Kobe Swap Meet in San Diego, California, in, let's say, maybe 2 years ago. And I bought it because it's on the Janus Records label. And, you know, it's always a relief when you're watching a movie and that little head comes on. But I also bought it because it's got a really great cover. And it's from 1975. So I was thinking, hey, this has got to be good. And this is probably the second time I've ever played it, because it wasn't really what I was expecting. And I kind of liked it on second play. I might go back to it now. But it's part of the quest for the unknown. This record represents my quest for the unknown smooth sounds of 1975, 1976. And I think it might be more successful than I ever thought. So remind myself to go back to that one. Coming up next is a record that I purchased at M Theory Records, also in San Diego, California, also in my quest for the unknown, and also from the 70s, I believe. 1974, in fact. And this is from the... Actually, no, this is not from M Theory. This is from my favorite record store ever on Pico Boulevard, Los Angeles, California. It's... Record Surplus, it's called. And I can tell because the sticker, 278, for this amazing 1974 record, Daniel Valdez, Mestizo. And the song we're going to listen to is called America de los Indios. A pretty cool major label American issue of a South American artist. And of course, true to the Pico Boulevard Record Surplus tradition, it's a promotional copy, because that's what they specialize in, promo copies of records, some of them still sealed. And I think I bought this not the first time I went there, although that store the first time I went there will be forever ingrained in my mind, but I think maybe after I moved to San Diego on a trip up there, bought this record, Daniel Valdez, a song called America Los Indios.
Surcando el cielo de América, sangre de viento avanzando, forma de fuego en la noche, en ruina de allí. Canto del llanto del indio, voces del tambor tocando, flautas que hablan con Dios, me dicen así.
sembrando esperanzas de los pobres nacen aquí. Corazón, amor tajado, caras de piedra te ven, niños llenos de tormenta de nacer. Hacia la liberación, hacia la liberación.
Again. Couldn't stop masking my feelings, my bitter jokes and cigarettes. Another girl gets hurt, it's bad. Wait right here, I'll be right back. Uh-oh, there I go. Thinking about sex again. Again.
Time I know what I'm doing.
A great song by the band The Waitresses from their Bruisology album. Yeah, a major label kind of great girl 80s punk band album. If you know what I mean. And, you know, I remember exactly when I bought this record. It was when I was living in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. It was the same day that I bought my first Jonathan Richman record. I'm going to say 2002, maybe 2003. And I really wasn't ready for such aggressive music. But I have come to it in the later years. First of all, through a path that involved, you know, slightly smoother sounds, the Marine Girls, etc., 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 finally up to the major label, brashy, fun girl punk bands from the early 80s. And this record serves as that great lesson. But man, that day I bought the first Jonathan Richman record, what a day. Luke and I went on a record shopping trip way to the north, you know what I mean? Back before cars, basically, before the car. It was a long ways to go, and then it was a long ways to go by metro, and then because Luke and I were madmen, we decided to walk back just for the experience of it, so we could say we'd walked all the way back from whatever part of town that was. I want to say Yorkville or something like that, but I could be totally wrong. Man, the memories it made, the times we had, that was a great summer. Well, coming up next, another great girl punk band from the 80s with the most ridiculous name of all time, of course, British. We've got a Fuzzbox and we're going to use it. And this is from their Rules and Regulation album, which is really just one-sided. The other side is the most insane engraved disc you've ever seen in your life. It's like really bad cartoon drawings of the crazy-looking members of the band. And this also was on a major label, Warner Electric Atlantic. And this record I got in 2005 from a store called Primitive Records on Saint Laurent Street, or Saint Denis Street, in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And I had just met, or actually a friend of mine had just become roommates with this girl who was basically into the exact same music as me, which was crazy. Like, we're talking to the point where when I bought this record, she like flipped out. And it's a pretty weird, you know, not, I'm not gonna say rare, but niched record. She was like, I love that band. Here's the catch though. She was super annoying. Yeah. I like couldn't stand her. She was really whiny and irritating. And so she kind of ruined this record for me. So that's annoying. But this is going to be the first time I've listened to this record for a while. And in queuing it up, I was like, wow, how appropriate is this record to today's contemporary musical climate? Of course, this show isn't about today's contemporary musical climate. It's about my life. So just think about that for a second. Turtles. And in case you couldn't figure out, that was their theme song. And that record I actually bought at the famous Other Music store in New York City. The first time I ever went to New York City, and I went with my friend Tim and a few other people. And Tim is, at the time, was really into these sort of pop bands. And this was also the time when I used the internet to find out about music, but not to hear music. Basically, before the internet ruined music. And I remember being like, oh man, this band, the Wee Turtles, sounds really cool. I wonder if I can find their record. And then at the infamous, yes, I called it both famous and infamous, Other Music store in New York City, New York, had it. Not only did they had it in the discount bin. I remember buying that. I also remember buying a 7-inch by this band Robbers on High Street because it was like $2 and they had 50 copies of it, and just, it was horrible. I like threw it out. It was so bad. And that's when I learned that even the famous and infamous can disappoint. And before that, we listened to We've Got a Fuzz Box and We're Going to Use It, a song called Do I Want To, from their Rules and Regulations LP. And learning a lesson from that song that sometimes similar things are dissimilar, or sometimes similar things are more appropriately are incongruent. Coming up next here is a band that is critically acclaimed, but I've sometimes struggled with, The Wire. Sorry, did I call them The Wire? Excuse me. Wire. From a Bell is a Cup album. This is the song Silkskin Pants. And I associate The Wire with serious dudes on the internet. It's like Jawbreaker. I don't really know if people actually like that band. I think people are just like are serious about that band, but I don't know if they actually like it. And I kind of feel the same way about Wire. So, I know that's insulting, but it's not meant to be insulting. It's just meant to show how alienated I am, how naive and immature I am when it comes to music. Because, hey, that's what we're trying to do right here. We're trying to learn about me, not learn about music. We're trying to project my life into these podcasts, which I will listen to in 40 years and understand who I was in the early part of my life. So, with no further ado, Silkskin Pants.
Thank you.
Well, recognizable tune there by a very popular artist known as Andrew WK. And this record is so symbolic of the relationship I have with my brother, Paul, who gave this to me for Christmas one year. And it's the kind of record that, like, I don't even know if he really likes it. And I don't dislike it, but I don't really like it. I've only listened to it a few times. But we both appreciate it, and we both want each other to own it, so we can have this lighthearted appreciation of Andrew WK, a man I can respect, you know? A man I understand. Also, what an amazing cover that was. Do you remember the cover for this album when it came out in the magazines? So impressive. So, there you go. What record could better capture the presents that my brother and I give each other every Christmas? I believe last Christmas I gave my brother a Crass record and a Jean-Claude Vanier record. You know what I mean? So if that's speaking your language, I don't know what isn't. Okay. Well, yeah. This is revealing. And before that, The Wire. Oh, again. I did it again. Can you believe it? The band Wire. A band I never really got. Let's just be honest, and I really got them. And that's maybe why I've never fit in with certain people. Just, they're so serious, you know? Anyways, coming up next here, it just so happens one of my favorite records of all time. And probably one of my favorite, I'll just say old records, in the sense that some records I buy are contemporary, some are not contemporary. And I remember buying this one when it was definitely not contemporary, one of the first old records I ever bought. The band is The Wailers, and it's from their The Fabulous Wailers album. They were like kind of my introduction into the Pacific Northwest rock of the early 60s, late 50s. And I remember buying this record at a record store called Ditch Records in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I was going to open it in the store because I bought it, and the guy, my now friend Jeremy, was like, "Oh man, this is a great record. Good choice. Yeah, let's put this on right now. You should open this so we can play it in the store." That was pretty cool, right? And I was wearing corduroy pants, and you know this trick that DJs do when you get a record with the shrink wrap on it? You slide it back and forth on your knee, and the heat just kind of melts the shrink wrap right where the record exit the sleeve, but the shrink wrap stays all around the rest of the sleeve. So it's like you get to keep the shrink wrap on, but you can still take the record out. And I did that, and I bent the corner because I was so uncoordinated. I was like sliding it back and forth on the edge of the record, and I bent the corner because it knocked into my leg. And he laughed, but we put it on, and he really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. And I later found out my English teacher played a show. He opened a show for these guys, my grade 12 English teacher. So there you go, the complete circle of things. So this is The Wailers in a little song called Tall Cool One, Tacoma's Finest. Thank you. That's Greg Sage there and the Wipers, and a song called Someplace Else, and that's just from a compilation, a very best of, you might say. And I actually bought this record in Seattle, on top of Capitol Hill. No, Queen Anne Hill. I can't remember which store it was, but it was by this burger place, and it's very appropriately a Pacific Northwest artist, because of course, what would I know about Greg Sage other than he recorded the first Beat Happening album? That's how I knew about him, and that's why I bought this record. And so it's appropriate that I bought it in Seattle on a trip. Why was I in Seattle? I'm trying to remember. I don't remember. I think I went there to go to a baseball game, believe it or not. Maybe 2005, summer of 2005. Anyways, and before that we listened to The Fabulous Wailers. Such a great song. Tall, Cool One. Possibly my dad also saw them play once, the Wailers. I think he told me about that. Possibly at this place called The Castle in Bellingham, which later there was a live record, The Wailers, Live at the Castle, that was released. And I thought, huh, there you go, maybe my dad was there. Well, coming up next, in case you haven't noticed, we've been kind of in the W's of the stacks. Don't worry, there's plenty more episodes of this internet archiving project to come, because there's many records that are on the floor. This is the W's of the crap records. And here's some real worst of the crap. Leon Russell. Yeah, that's not a W at all. The album's called Will-O-The-Wisp. A record so bad that I filed it by album title, not artist name. So here we go, Leon Russell and a song called, what are we going to play? Make You Feel Good.
Oh, won't you come on down to my house, baby, we're going to rock and roll. Come on down, baby, we're going to do some old dancing, you can do the stroll. I'm going to make you feel good. I'm going to make you feel good, honey. Yeah, I'm going to make you feel good tonight. Come on down to my house, baby, know you're going to have a mighty good time. I'm feeling kind of frisky, baby, and you know I'm feeling really fine. Well, get out the rock and roll record. Put on a dancing shoe. Come on down and get next to me, baby. Don't you be nobody's fool. Oh, baby. Gonna make you feel real good tonight. Oh, baby. Gonna make you feel good tonight.
Speed up while the DJ cuts. The rhyme and beat is flowing. Two wee papa girl rappers are knowing 20,000 tons of meat. bracelet.
Girl Rappers featuring Two Men and a Drum Machine. Yeah, amazing production team name. Jive Records from 1988. A pretty sweet 12-inch hip house single. And I remember I bought this with my friend Duncan, actually in Victoria, BC, of all places, at this place called Rogers Jukebox, which is now out of business. Well, they didn't go out of business. They started selling carvings. They stopped selling records and started selling like touristy carvings. I'm just going to say native carvings, and I, in my mind, did air quotes on that. And at some point, I guess the guy Roger, he's a real dude. One of his friends who lived in Vancouver, who was a DJ, suddenly died and gave his entire record collection to Roger, and a lot of it was like dance and hip-hop and house records. And Roger, being a purist of the only 60s records are collectible, 50s records are collectible vein, sold them all for $2 each. And my friend Duncan and I stumbled across this, and I bought this record there, and some other ones as well. But pretty sweet hip house record, I gotta say. And before that, we listened to Leon Russell, totally misfiled Leon Russell. And that brings me actually to another part of the show here. I had this Kitty Wells record that I remember buying at the Value Village in Montreal. It's a greatest hits record, totally beat up shape. And I was like, I never listened to this, even though she's really great. And then I took it out and realized that it's actually one of those nonstop dancing records. So I don't want to play it, but the rule is I have to play every record in my collection. Therefore, I'm expelling this from the collection. So in tribute to Chris Ng, Early Morning Ninja, and Riff Randall Rock and Roller, I'm going to remove Kitty Wells' greatest hits, actually James Last Nonstop Dancing 66, from my record collection. So put on your safety goggles. Oh God. Okay, so that's no longer in my collection. And here is a band called The Wild Angels, with a song called Don't Ever Say No. And this is one from one of these 80s garage reissues.
that are all about the novelty. And the novelty here was that this girl group was produced by a blind man.
Here we go.
This is weird.
Here we go.
That was terrible. That was the most.
Okay, let's go.
The throat is just going out. I can't.
Just take your time.
I can.
Here we go.
Don't sing loud. Sing soft. I can't even hear myself. What are you talking about?
Touching ball.
That's the obnoxious sounds of the Paul Winter Consort from 1972, and a song called Minuit from their Icarus album. Yeah, you can tell how annoying those guys are. Basically wannabe hippies, and on a major label, Epic, and gatefold with a flag of the Earth flying in the middle, and just thought it was going to be a rad record when I bought it. And it didn't really turn out that way. I think I got this from the Gloucester, Massachusetts Mystery Train store. Legendary store that it is. So once again, this has been another episode.